Christy Kane, we've had you on the show several times regarding a number of different industrial disputes and political struggles, including Mark McGowan's proposal to expand and largely automate the outer harbour at Cockburn Sound, which could undermine the strength and fighting capacity of the Maritime Union, and which has been in the news again recently, by the way, with the new government led by Premier Roger Cook announcing their preferred plans for the new port that they hope will eventually replace the port at Fremantle. There's also been the Chevron dispute. There's plenty going on here with the offshore alliance between the Maritime Union of Australia and the Australian Workers' Union, and so on and so forth. I mention all this, Christy, because your mega union, the Construction, Forestry, Mining, Maritime and Energy Union, has plenty on its plate, as I'm sure you do personally, yet, to your great credit, you have chosen to speak publicly and passionately about the ongoing plight of the Palestinian people. Comrade, let me start by asking, at a personal level, we'll get on to the politics shortly, of course, why the suffering and struggles of our Palestinian brothers and sisters is so important to you?
Well, firstly, I've been in the union movement for 50 years, and I've seen many struggles and wars where our union, going back and dating back from the Seamen's Union of Australia, to the Maritime Union, to the construction unions, where we've stood up, you know, in respect to adversity. We've watched, I mean, you would have seen it yourself, Al, and the listeners, and you would have seen that we've stood up with Timor-Leste for independence. We stood up against the Vietnam War with arms going to kill people. And we stopped them vessels that was were doing that. The war piece took a stand on that. But and just as importantly, South Africa, where Nelson Mandela himself came when he got out of jail to Australia, and particularly thanked the Seamen's Union of Australia for all the boycotts right through apartheid. And I cannot sit back as a leader. We've had plenty of debate on this internally and externally. I cannot sit back and watch innocent civilians being slaughtered, babies and kids. And I feel very sad just watching and listening to not the Western news, but if you look at Al Jazeera news, it is, that's the real news, what's going on over there, and it's disgusting.
Moving on to the
plot. I won't sit back.
Yeah, no, absolutely, Christine, well said. Moving on to the politics, last Sunday in the centre of Melbourne, you gave an impassioned address at a mass rally in solidarity with Palestine. You said a number of great things in that speech, but I wanted to focus on your call-out, because that's what it was, let's be honest, your call-out of other union leaders, the Australian Council of Trade Unions, and in particular the secretary of that body, Sally McManus, imploring them to do more, much more, for the Palestinian cause. Can you tell our listeners what you said and why it was so important to you?
Well, look, there was firstly, there was plenty of all kinds of race of people down there. We all come to Australia for a better life. Sally McManus is the leader of the trade union movement in this country through the ACTU. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't believe there's enough being done. I've had a debate with or a talk to Sally about this. And her position was that the trades hall councils was taking control in each state, and she'd put a letter out 5 or 6 weeks ago in respect to the Palestinian war and problem there. It's like, I wouldn't even call it a war, I'd call it annihilation. You know, what can Palestinians do? Throw stones? Stuck. They say go to the south, they say go to the north. And I'm not getting involved with terrorist groups or anything like that. Union business. You know, war is union business. And we're proud to say, as a trade union, we'll stand up and be counted when the struggle is difficult, and it is difficult. And, you know, when you see mass, well, to me, it's genocide. And you know, when you see that, people, civilians, women and children, I think we're talking around 68% of over 20,000 people who have been killed have been women and children. And when they called a ceasefire, these people went back to see if their homes were still there, and they were seeing arms, legs, limbs, babies, people still under rubble, dying, screaming. It is just genocide, and as far as I'm concerned, it should be an ultimate ceasefire straight away.
Chrissy, I think it's worth stressing, and you touched on this in your last comment, and I don't need to tell you of all people this, of course, but for the benefit of our listeners, and I'm going to use a really fancy intellectual word here, it is bullshit, complete and utter bullshit, that your union, your set of individual unions within the CFMEU, the blue collars, are somehow all burly white blokes in hard hats. That's always been the media stereotype. But in contrast, in reality, you have men and women, gay and straight, black, white and brown, working class people coming together to act in their common interests. I say all that because it's very relevant, actually, to the question of Palestine and the position unions should take on it. And it's very much a key component of representing members and their interests. And I'm sure it's the case, Chrissy, and mate, I do get emotional sometimes thinking about this, to be honest, but I'm sure it's the case. You've had Palestinian, Arab, Muslim comrades, and indeed many other comrades of good conscience thanking you for your efforts.
Yes, certainly, Alex, and you'd have hit the nail on the head. Let me tell you, there is a lot of different human beings, and they come from all over the world, and whether they're gay, black, white, as you've said, whatever the gender is, we don't care. And the CFMEU and the construction and maritime divisions in particular don't care where you're from. I have been on hundreds of building sites, wharfs across the entire country, and I see every time Greeks, Italians, Irish, European, Chinese. And when we come here, we all come together. And that's the shout-out. That was the shout-out there to say, hang on, let's get all the communities out. Let's rally, let's march, let's protest. For a cause that everyone around the world is screaming about to get settled. And I don't want to see, you're seeing people saying, oh, well, let's continue, move these people the size or half the size of Canberra, 2.5 million, 2.3 million people in an area, and go to the south, then go to the north, and then they bomb them particular areas, and they bomb, the buildings and the homes, what they live in, the hospitals. I'll stand up and be counted as a leader, and if there's any leaders listening to this, including Sally McManus, get out there and start leading the trade union movements. Because let me tell you, it's not just about industrial. It's not about political. It's about social justice as well. And they all go together. You can't have one without the other. And as far as I'm concerned, being a leader as such, I'll speak out and I'll stand up, for these atrocities and murders is what's been going on there. And it is genocide, it is apartheid, and as far as I'm concerned, I'll call that out.
I'll give you the tip, Chrissy. I'll be tagging Sally McManus when I post this interview online. But finally, and this is really a whole other discussion we could expand on another time, it's a very important one, but why do you think, and I'm going to use a strong word here, but I think it's applicable, why do you think so many union leaders are so cowardly, not just in their approach to the question of Palestine, but so many other social questions, and for that matter, industrial disputes that they should be getting stuck into on behalf of their own members? We know about the secondary boycott provisions, of course, brought in by Paul Keating. We know the industrial relations laws, as they currently stand, severely restrict unions in their activity. But we also know, as Sally McManus herself has said when she first became ACTU secretary back in 2017, and this is a direct quote from an interview she did in March of that year, "I believe in the rule of law, where the law is fair and the law is right, but when it is unjust, I don't think there's a problem with breaking it." Your comments, Chrissy?
Oh, well, look, as I say, 50, 60 years as a trade unionist in this country, if I worried about laws, let me tell you, I wouldn't be in this game. I've probably broke bad laws every day of my life, and I'm very proud of that. And I think Sally McManus got it right when she first came in. She said that, you know, they're the liberal Tory laws to really downtrodden or trod on workers and their rights. And we've seen that. You know, the union movements, and I've said this on many occasions, is going backwards. And there's two reasons. One is some of them leaders are climbing the greasy pole. They don't like me saying it, but it's true. They climb the greasy pole and suck up to the Labour Party and their politicians, and hopefully one day they'll be in the tent with them. You know, I make no qualms about it. I've worked hard. I'm in the Labour Party. I found it very difficult to vote for, in my view, a Liberal and Mark McGowan. And you can all see I was right. Look where he is now. He's got four jobs working for the oil and gas majors.
So, oh, I thought he was tired, Christy. No, he was just tired, mate.
Very tired, mate. You know, and the job was very, very difficult for him. It wasn't tired when we had over 200 of our members on his polling booths and it was a landslide. And all we asked for was Australians to be employed on decent wages, decent conditions of employment, bring the shipping industry back. And, you know, he turned his head and treated us like shit and scum. So, you know, I've got no apologies to make to any politician. Some are good, some are bad. I'll take my hat off to a few politicians. I won't mention them in case they get ostracised for the likes of, you know, being talking to me or even being seen with me. So I don't know apologies from anyone. I'm a trade unionist. I'll stand up for social justice. I'll stand up for making sure politically that we're in the mix. And I'll also stand up for our members first and foremost, and that is the CFMEU and the MUA.
Christy Kane, thanks.
And the broader communities.
Sorry to cut you off there, mate. Christy Kane, thanks so much for joining us today.
And thanks again, Alex, and thanks to the listeners. And hopefully we can get more there on the streets rallying for peace. Thanks, brother.